إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم، إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وأسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم الذي جمعنا في هذا المكان المبارك، في هذه الساعة المباركة، في هذا اليوم المبارك، على طاعته أن يجمعنا في الفردوس العالى، إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه. أما بعد، respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the power of dua. The human being, mankind, is in need of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our perfection lies in worshipping Allah. The more we increase in our ibadah, in our worship of Allah, the more we increase in perfection. And Allah azza wa jal, out of His rahmah for us, out of His mercy for us, out of His mercy for mankind, He afflicts us with tribulation so that we turn back to Him, so that we raise our hands to Him and beg from Him in dua, in supplication. And therefore the ulama, they say that الدُّعَاء هُوَ الْعِبَادَةِ. Dua is the essence of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dua, it is the essence of our worship. It is the sign of our submission and our ubudiyah to Allah Azza wa Jal. It is a sign that Allah loves to see on His servants. Allah says in a hadith Qudsi, a hadith that is narrated in the words of Allah Azza wa Jal, Ya ibadi, ya ibadi, kullukum dal, illa man hadayt, fastahdini ahdikum. O my slaves, Allah is saying, O my slaves, all of you are astray, except those who seek my guidance. So ask of me, I shall guide you. O my servants, all of you are hungry, except those whom I provide provision. So seek my provision, I shall provide for you. This is the words of Allah Most High. He loves to see us making dua to Him. And if it weren't for the dua of Allah's slaves, Allah would abandon this creation. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, قُلْ مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ. Say, my Lord would not care for you if it were not for your du'as, if it were not for the du'as that you make to Him. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the du'a is a means of getting closer to Allah. It is a means of Allah hearing our speech and Allah drawing nearer to us. Allah says of those righteous servants in the Quran, الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَتَمَعًا. Those who call on Allah out of fear and out of hope. Those who call on Allah fearing Him and hoping for His great bounties. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, nothing can ward off the calamities and the tribulations like the dua. Nothing can ward off the calamities befalling humanity like the dua to Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in some narrations, the dua is the weapon of the believer. The dua is the weapon of the believer. He uses the dua to ward off harm and to bring the benefit. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, every dua is responded to by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every dua is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The great Imam and Hafiz Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahimahullah, may Allah be pleased with him and all of the ulama, he said, every dua is responded to. Every dua is accepted by Allah. The only thing that differs is the form of acceptance. Sometimes Allah will accept the dua by giving what the person really wanted. And sometimes He will accept the dua by giving him a substitute. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, from the means of the acceptance of dua, as was mentioned by Yahya ibn Mu'az, he said, Allah will answer every dua. Therefore, seek halal, clean provision. Seek halal rizq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And precede your dua by good righteous action. Before making dua, do righteous deeds and make sure that your provision is from halal. And then, when calling on Allah, begin by praising Him with His beautiful names and attributes. Praise Allah. And then, he says, after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then praise Him using His names and attributes, and then await the answer. Do not be hasty for the response. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, when calling on Allah, ask for the highest of things. Because you're asking the Great One, the One in whose hands is all bounty, the One whose provision, the keys to all provision, the keys to all treasure are in His hands. You're asking the One who's generous and not stingy. You're asking the One whose name is Al-Hayy, the One who is shy. He is shy to turn back the hands of a supplicant empty. He is shy to turn anyone away from His door. Allah Azza wa Jal will never turn away a poor or oppressed person from His door. Therefore, we must turn to Him. We must go to Him and rely upon Him in all of our affairs. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we should never underestimate the power of dua. Look at Ibrahim alayhi salam, who was thrown into the midst of a huge fire, a fire that would kill any bird or animal that flew above it. He was thrown into the midst of this fire, a huge fire, and yet, because of his dua, Allah said to the fire, "Kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim." A fire so huge that it would kill anything around it, it was made cool and peaceful to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Look at the dua of Yunus alayhi salam, trapped in the belly of a whale. Was it other than dua that caused him to be saved? Look at the dua of Musa alayhi salam, when he was trapped behind the army of Fir'aun in a huge ocean with nowhere to go. He called on Allah, and Allah said, strike the ocean with your staff. He split the ocean for the dua of Musa alayhi salam. Look at the dua of Ayyub alayhi salam, struck by illness, lost his family, lost his wealth, his job, his provision. But he turned to Allah and begged from Him. He knew that Allah would not turn away his dua as long as he kept sabr and patience. And then Ayyub alayhi salam, Allah returned to him his health and his family and more than that, and his provision because of his dua. Brothers and sisters in Islam, look at the dua of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On the night of the great battle of Badr, when truth and falsehood collided, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood the night in supplication and dua. The whole night he prayed, begging Allah to not allow the light of Islam to be extinguished. Begging Allah that in spite of the few numbers, some scholars say 313, of the Muslimin, that Allah give them victory against the forces of falsehood. And the dua was answered. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah will never turn away a supplicant from his door. Allah will never turn away a poor person who comes to him with a broken heart, who comes to him sincere. Allah will answer the dua of every supplicant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, Ud'uni astajib lakum. Call on me, I shall answer you. When we turn to a worldly creation to answer our du'as, or to ask for anything, they'll turn us away. They will not answer our entreaty. But when we turn to the Lord of the universe, He will never turn us away. If we have a problem, we have a tribulation, if we have a difficulty in our life, with our family, with our children, anybody else we turn to, they'll turn us away, unless they have some benefit. But if we turn to Allah, He will answer your dua. Therefore, let us make dua for our families and our children. The dua of the parents are always accepted. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, this beloved month of Ramadan is shortly upon us. The month when good deeds are multiplied. The month when the gates of heaven are opened and the doors of hellfire are closed. I remind myself, and especially the youth, our young brothers and sisters who are not busy with school, to take advantage of this blessed month so that you can use it to make dua to Allah. Prepare for the month of Ramadan by planting the seeds now. Planting the seeds in Rajab and Sha'ban will lead to fruit in the month of Ramadan. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this blessed month. Call on Him for yourselves and for all of the Ummah. Do not forget all of our brothers and sisters in Islam. Inshallah, this month will be a month that Allah will answer our du'as and remove all the hardships from our Ummah and bring our hearts together in love and brotherhood. May Allah remove the rancor from our hearts and put love between all of the believers. May Allah save us from all the fitan, the ones that are apparent and hidden. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين استغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we spoke last week of one of the very important rulings regarding the recitation of the Quran, namely the lafzul jalala, the word Allah Azza wa Jal, and that how to pronounce the word Allah correctly in our salah and in adhan. Another important chapter in the chapter of Tajweed of the Qur'an, in reciting the Qur'an in a way that is heard and beloved by our Lord Most High, is the chapter on the Mudud, the chapter on extending the letters correctly. It is not permissible to extend letters that are not extended in Arabic, and it is not permissible to shorten the letters that are extended, that are Mudud. When there is a mud, we extend the word. And when there isn't a mud or an extension, we keep it short. Some of us, when we recite, we extend in any way which we believe makes it sound beautiful. However, what is more beautiful, what is most beautiful to our Lord, is when we learn the correct way to extend and to shorten the vowels in the recitation of the Qur'an. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I close this khutbah by reminding you of a very beautiful verse in Surah Al-Baqarah. After Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about the virtue of Ramadan, in His wisdom He follows the verses of fasting of Ramadan immediately by verses talking about dua. In the ulama, they say the wisdom for this is that the fasting of Ramadan, the goal is not to train our bodies, not to eat or drink, but the goal is to make our hearts have taqwa of Allah. The goal of Ramadan is to make our hearts obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so when one strives in Ramadan to become obedient to Allah, then Allah says, be ready for my answer to your dua. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, to those people who want to call on Him, Allah says, tell my servants, if they call on me, I am close. I am close to them and I answer the call. So let them answer my call in order that they be rightly guided. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. If your servants ask of me, then tell them I am nearby. This is again one of the benefits of dua. When we ask from Allah, He becomes close to us. What a great honor to have the closeness of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Then know that I am nearby. And some of the Sahaba, they said, do we have to raise our voice and shout to Allah so He can hear us? Allah revealed this verse. When my servants ask you about me, and He uses the personal pronoun me and not the majestic we, to show the personal closeness that He is to us when we are in dua, then tell them, tell my servants, He calls us His servants out of love for us. Tell them I am close to them. فَإِنِّي قَرِيبُ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ. I answer the dua of the one who calls on me when he calls. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي. So let them answer my commandment. وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. So let them answer my call and have faith in me in order that they attain right and correct guidance. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us of those who hear the words of admonition and follow the best of them. May Allah make us of those whose du'as are answered. May Allah make us of those who call on Him in every tribulation, every hardship, and make us of those whom Allah hears their du'as and answers all of their concerns and worries, and make us of those who rely on Allah alone without attributing any partners to Him, for whom none of them can benefit us. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna ittiba'a. Wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna ijtinaba. Allahumma inna nas'aluka an taj'al al-Qur'an al-Karima rabi'a qulubina wa nura sudurina wa jala'a ahzanina wa zahaba hamumina wa ghumumina. Allahumma farrij ham al-mahmumin min al-mu'minina fi kulli makan. اللهم اشفي مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اشفي مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم ها نحن واقف ببابك فاستجب لنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر لنا جميعا. اللهم اهدنا. اللهم إنا نستهديك فاهدنا يا رب العالمين، يا هادي يا نور، يا نور السماوات والأرض. اللهم تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم أصلح لنا أمورنا كلها ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. Oh Allah, rectify all of our affairs and do not leave us to our own selves for even the blinking of an eye. اللهم أنت مولانا فتب علينا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. وصلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. عباد الله، أذكر الله ذكرا كثيرا وأقيم الصلاة. الله أكبر. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، لا إله إلا جدك ولا إله غيرك. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم،
مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون.
الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده لك الحمد كثيرا طيبا. الله أكبر. سبحان ربنا. الله أكبر. سبحان ربنا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس.
الله أكبر.